Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Guess where this all came from? My apartment.
Woo!
This is my furniture, so welcome.
And these are my plants.
Those are my plants. I've had this one for about 2 years. I've had this one for about 6 months.
We wanted a vibe, and I really hope we're supplying that for you. So
we want to make you all feel as comfortable as possible in the midst of
a pandemic,
a crisis.
Let me be the first ones, in case you didn't know, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have corona.
They are infected celebrity patient zero.
There's literally...
So, all hope has been lost.
If Tom Hanks gets corona, then we're all fucked, right?
Yeah, no, there is no hope.
But I love Rita being like, I have it too! But of course she has to have it too.
She had to!
But she will make it work more than Tom, I think. She's gonna like dress it up. This is gonna be like her career pivot.
Yes.
Because she had that fumble with like the makeup artist fiasco in the Golden Globes. Where she was like, hair and makeup, an hour late. I wonder where they are.
The best way to get sympathy is to get coronavirus.
COVID-19.
So if you have fucked anyone over recently or you have some bad blood,
Get corona.
It's
if you
chill.
Have a strange family, if you have dysfunction, get corona.
Get corona.
It's like having a baby brings everyone together.
Coronavirus brings everyone apart, but mentally, they're with you. We don't have it yet.
No.
So we're here.
We're here. You guys look beautiful. No,
yeah, you all. What an attractive audience.
Thank you for coming out.
Everyone's looking so good.
In our hometown.
I cannot.
Roxy Theater, where a one Sheena Marie performed.
Yes.
Her debut.
An iconic location. When they told us we were going to be at the Roxy, I died.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I looked at you and I was like, oh my god. But I wasn't actually with you. I think I was like texting.
We were apart, but we emailed. And we were both really excited.
We were really pumped.
We were really pumped.
But this is my first time here. It's amazing.
Same.
So, and this feels very, we wanted it to be very sir for you. So I hope this.
Are you feeling
lighting.
Sexy and unique? Woo! Oh my god. God.
I'm feeling more unique, more than sexy.
I'm feeling both.
Okay.
I realized how short my dress was when I sat down.
Woo!
And I was like, oh.
It looks great.
Thank you.
I think the green is complimenting.
My
Lauren
goes,
has blonde hair.
In case you haven't seen.
I mean, wow. It looks great. I went to Laura's last week and she came to the door and she went like this. And I literally went,
I surprised him.
I was truly like, who is this woman?
Much like Corona's infecting Tom and Rita surprised us all, I surprised Carrie with blonde hair.
Yeah. I was more surprised by that, I think. But
it's shocking.
Amazing.
I told no one. I was like, I'm just doing this.
I think I told you I was considering bleaching my hair and you were like,
I was like, is everything okay?
That's a gay crisis.
Yeah.
Sending me straight to Cedars.
Are you telling me you need to be 5150?
Maybe.
Blink twice if the answer is yes. He's safe. Oh, no!
No. But yeah, this is going to be a great show.
We have a lot of surprises for you guys.
Before we start, we both decided that last night's episode, like, the show is good again.
Yeah. Right?
Does anyone else agree?
It's good, right?
We like looked at each other and were like, this is a new era. Like, they brought it back, and all it took was to not be in Los Angeles or, like, in a familiar setting.
Yeah, they needed to go back to Kentucky.
What if they were all from Kentucky?
Secretly, they were
all
from
Kentucky. That's the twist of the whole, like, the series finale is they all are from Lexington, Kentucky.
Well, we needed all of them, because who watched Jax and Brittany take Kentucky? Yeah, like, no one, right? So we needed to have the whole cast back there in order to really vibe.
Yeah.
And this episode kind of had it all.
A murder mystery. Which, I had trauma. I mean, we can get right into it, but I had, like...
Let's just
get right into it, guys. We're going to recap last night's episode.
We're going to talk about last night's episode. We have a couple surprises.
Hopefully
so just stick around. Stay a while. So the show is great.
It's
again.
Great.
Took 10 episodes, but now we're here.
How many seasons?
It could go downhill at any time.
10 again. Seasons.
10? 8 seasons.
It felt like 10. I feel like we're on season 15 of the show.
We're on season 65.
It's like the Kardashians. So Kardashians is on like season 20, I think.
Yeah. I've been podcasting about Vanderpump Rules coming up on like 5.5 years.
You were like 16.
It's been half a decade. I was but a baby when the show premiered.
Yeah.
And now I'm 35. It ages you to participate in these people's lives.
By the way, Laura's mom is here.
Yes.
All the way from Oklahoma.
All the way from Oklahoma. Corona be damned. She is here. She Cloroxed all her area.
I felt instantly safe when I saw her last night.
She's like, a safe presence.
All you need is a mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She goes...
But not Sherry.
I put this dress on, and she was like... She goes, you've always liked short dresses. When you were young and you went to church, I would look in the back of the van and say, Laura, you're going to have to put your Bible on your lap so people don't see it, the dress.
Well, these are kind of like Bibles.
Yeah, this is my Bible.
These are the notes.
Our show Bible.
I'm showing you all the seams right here. we start out at the Kentucky castle.
Yeah, a hideous castle.
You don't like it?
No, I hate it.
It's pretty
Who
terrifying.
Likes it? Does anyone like it? Good, because I was going to kick your asses out if anyone said yes.
I like it.
Bye. Get out. This is what I brought you here to tell you.
It's time to go. So we're having the rehearsal
dinner. You have one count of 5150 against
you. Okay, I get three strikes.
You get three strikes, so you're on strike one.
On Sunset, which is like,
they're going to transport you.
Side on Sunset
Remember when that Real Housewife, the witch one, Carlton was carried off in a gurney. Carlton gurneyed.
Remember when Vicky Gumbelson was carried off in a gurney in Iceland? Her friend sent us a photo of that, being like, that's going to be you getting corona.
That's you getting to Chicago for the show.
She had like an Adderall like meltdown in Iceland.
I hope to be covered with a sheet and rolled around somewhere. That's when I know I've really made it. Until then, that's just small potatoes.
We'll work on that. Tonight is night one of that.
Yeah.
Of that journey, so let's get there. This fucking wedding that never ends. We're at the rehearsal dinner. they're all gathered in like the foyer, and Brittany's like, "Thank you all so much for coming. We're so happy to have." And then this guy goes, "Let me interrupt for a second. My name is Detective Elliot King from the New York Police Department." I was like, "No, you're a gay man.
I love Kentucky.
You're a dinner theater actor."
I love also, why would a detective from the New York Police Department be in Kentucky? You're out of your jurisdiction. I watched The Sinner
yeah,
season 3,
they all
and
clash?
I know what the jurisdiction
is. Don't they, like, all clash, too? Is that, like, the whole, like, police thing? You're like, no, and they, like, don't give information if it's, like, 2 feet above the line?
I don't know. You know more about police activity than I do. I love that for you.
I'm coming out as a...
Real police head.
I'm from a family of police men. So he's there to officiate this...
A murder mystery dinner. I love that everyone dressed in, like, Friday casual The Office wear.
I know.
Like, no one got into character.
Yeah.
Everyone looked the same. They all looked like their names were Brenda.
Tom Schwartz was, like, literally scared, I think. I think it took Tom like 20 minutes to find out that they weren't, it was not real. You can see it in his eye, like Katie was like, "Okay, baby, I think he was like, "What? Someone is dead."
He thought it was about Anna.
I know.
He thought that flashback to Road to Serve, any Road to Serve heads here.
He got that flash of his friend who went missing and was like, "Oh my god, they know.
They know. All the way from New York." He's like, "I'm from Florida, but it's from New York. It doesn't even add up, but they know it."
Yeah. And then Stassi was like, "Everyone that knows me knows that I love murder." And I was like, "I don't believe
enough.
You.
Enough. Enough.
This, first of all.
Time to retire it.
So many people love murder. And she acts like everything she says, I'm like, I just don't believe, even though I do believe you, I don't believe her.
She acts
her
like quirks. She invented murder.
Yeah. "Everyone that knows me knows that
I love murder.
It's like, no, you're just unoriginal.
So does literally the entire population of the United States.
Yes.
That's why they all shoot each other. You are not unique. But you are kind of sexy.
Yeah. But she just wanted to make it all about her.
Classic.
Classic Stassi.
When Detective Elliot King goes, "Everywhere I go, murder seems to follow." And then in my head,
that
I was like,
great.
"Yeah, is Sherry trailing you everywhere you go?"
Sherry was like,
"Sherry's like, I gotta kill a gay."
We got him in here now.
I haven't killed a gay in weeks.
Yeah.
It's time to kill one. They fired that Paxter. I was gonna kill a lot of gays this weekend. Mitchell was on the chopping
block. And then Lance Bass is coming in. Yeah. She's like, "All right, good.
The murder of a lifetime."
Yeah.
She says in her, like, homophobic Facebook group.
On her Dell PC. She's
she
like, Matrix code. She's like, all points bulletin. Kill the gays.
Kill them all.
Also, when the editing came in with that, like, projector filter to describe the Kentucky Castle Killer, I literally yelled, "Boo!"
No more stunts with the editing.
Stop.
When you're stunting with editing, you're stunting your own growth as a show.
Exactly.
And it just sucks. It means
alienated.
You have nothing going on.
Let
makes
them
me
breathe.
Feel unsafe.
Let the scene breathe.
Yeah.
So everyone's just getting into it. The murder mystery actors were so amazing. The girl who ends up being the murderess.
Lexi.
Lexi looked like Chubby from Legally Blonde. That was great. And then one of them looked like Edie Falco.
Yeah, Edie
like,
in the blue dress.
She books.
Yeah.
Nurse Jackie.
From Nurse Jackie to a murder mystery, the Kentucky Castle.
It did. So it reminded me one time I was catering at a Christmas party when I was in New York, and it was Robert Mercer's Christmas party who like funded Breitbart.
Wow.
And none of us knew this. We had to sign a non-disclosure. And it was out in the middle of nowhere, and it was like, even in like the servant's entrance, like literally they're like the health entrance.
Love a servant's entrance.
And we had to wait in this like weird garage for like an hour. And we came out, it was a great Gatsby theme. It was like all old people. They had a $2 million casino, and then they had these Gatsby character actors walking around. And I was sitting by the buffet, and no one was around me except me, like a worker. And these two character actors saw a beet salad and they went, ooh, what's that? Is that a red cake? And I was like, I'm not casting you right. Like, no one, I'm...
Like, just be normal. Just,
it's okay.
A anyway, red so cake, I love. They're like, red velvet hasn't been invented yet. Ooh, red cake.
What's that red cake?
Seen such a thing. It's a Roaring Twenties. We only have brown and white cake.
Oh my God. I'm gonna have a little bit of that red cake.
Well, get a little of that.
That Breitbart money.
Lexi goes,
I don't support Breitbart, by the way.
Good. Thank you for clearing that up. Lexi Sorry. Goes, I didn't have a choice. He was going to run the business into the ground.
Yeah. I didn't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice.
Also, Lala is a genius. Because she was like not even paying attention, and she immediately zeroed in on the psychopath.
Sober queen, Lala yeah. Ken. That's,
listen, those, that's a, as a sober comrade, I was like, gifts of sobriety.
Yeah.
Being
yeah.
able to solve a murder mystery, because everyone else is blackout.
Lala goes, I didn't even ask a question.
Yeah. Stassi was like, oh, God damn it, Lala, you took that away from me.
Stassi goes, this is so romantic. I was like, there's actually nothing romantic about this entire situation.
No.
Like, this, a wedding may be romantic, but, like, this is not romantic in any way.
At all.
So then Lala, Stassi, and Katie, they all go take to the roof. Everyone takes to the roof. There's so many roofs.
We're going to the Bales.
We're going to the Bales. They're pre-gaming to go to the Bales.
Yeah.
And Lala, Stassi, and Katie are talking shit about Dodie, who is seen fingering her earring and staring off mystically into the distance.
Mm-hmm. You see a lot of Kristen's back in this episode, like from across the pool, just her being like hunched over.
Dodie is busy this wedding.
Yeah. And Katie comes over. Katie, or Stassi and Lala are talking.
Stassi. What if this is actually like you're doing medieval, like we went full medieval in the
castle. Midsommar.
So you're like Stassi and Lala.
Yeah.
And Tati. It's like Canterbury Tales.
We're doing the slideshow in Gaelic.
We transition fully into Canterbury Tales speak right now and do the rest of the show. I never knew what the fuck was going on in English class when they had Canterbury Tales. But I feel like I could channel that language
we
easily.
Could. So, and then Katie comes over and she goes, Stassi, what are you guys talking about? In her, like, bubble voice.
What are you guys talking about?
And she sits down with them and they're like, we're just talking about how we hate Kristen.
We, like, fucking hate Kristen.
And then Kristen walks over and she's like... and she goes... Hey.
What are y'all doing? Kristen also went full Southern Belle. She adopted...
She's from Michigan.
She's from Michigan. She went full Kentucky Muffin she goes, in this moment.
She goes, what are y'all talking about? And they go, we're just talking about you. She goes, oh, of course.
She goes, I love that.
I love that.
She goes, I'd love to party with you all at Belle's about it. Bye.
Yeah.
And then Stassi goes, you can't be real for 1 second.
And Kristen goes, she has this, like, kind of Momo demure, like, and then as soon as she says real, she goes, I am real all the time. And her earrings are just like,
dangling.
I am real.
Katie goes,
and she is real. Dodie's
the realest bitch in the game. We all know that. She's kept it real from day one.
Always.
There's no question.
Never not real.
You're the obnoxious person right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, takes one to know one.
She also shits on Katie, and then she goes, Stassi, you're okay. She's terrified of Stassi.
Yeah, she needs to release her terror of Stassi. It would be really good for her and free.
It'll never end.
The reign of terror rages on.
And then Brittany comes barreling in. She goes, guys, we need to stop. We're going to the Bales. Come on. Let's break this up.
Let's go to the Bales.
Let's go to the Bales.
She's frantic to get to the Bales.
And
what
Kristen
is
goes,
the Bales? P.S. What is it? Does anyone know?
I do.
What is it? The Bales.
The Bales.
Like, the Bales is where they go.
The Bales. Also, Kristen goes, it's like I'm on a deserted friendship peninsula that's slowly turning into an island.
Honey, you've been on an island this entire show. An island of one that you needed to, like, you are Castaway.
Yeah.
She's... To bring it back, a callback to she old is... Tom and Rita.
Yeah. Let's
bless
hear
them, pray for them.
Like, she was both Tom and Wilson.
Yeah.
And Helen Hunt back at home.
All three are at play in Dodie's head. Yeah. That's why she's frantic.
You're the love of my life.
Her eyes.
Yeah. Helen Hunt runs out. You're the love of my life. Sorry.
In a row. A deep Helen Hunt cut. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Some you launched into the history of Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
I would love that.
And then we come back to LA.
Meanwhile,
Sir is having a, you know, just a full night.
It's a cable at Sir.
The also, there's a mojito drink at Sir with a pineapple wedge on the rim. I've never seen that. Is that like?
It's just like an island flavor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it looks
classic Sir.
I think it looks like shit. It's horrible.
Well, I don't think any drinks at Sir are that great. They're known for having shitty everything.
I've never drank an alcoholic drink at Sir.
Wow.
Thanks.
Amazing. Everyone give it up. Give it up.
That should be an AA meeting. That should be like a name. Like a topic meeting.
Have you ever
never had a drink at Sir?
We're talking about Sir. It's the one that takes place across the street from Sir.
I know. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
But I think the highlight of this episode was Dark Horse Adriana. Coming out to just stir herself into the drama.
Where and how did she come from?
She just came out of nowhere.
Thank God she's here, though.
I know.
We needed her.
We welcome her with open arms.
I love, too, that she and Dana, like, interface in the kitchen, and they both...
Dana has, like, a sad, like, one giant
she
leaf
one
salad.
Lettuce.
And
yeah,
she's, like,
she set down her bowl
like, a spoon
one
in it. She's like, yeah.
I was like, ugh, whoever ate that is sad now.
Yeah.
Then they both go, after Adriana goes... What's up, girl? It's so busy, I can't. And Dana is steam. I'm like slammed. And then they just lean on a refrigerator to chat for an indiscriminate amount of time. I love it. Like, it's so busy, right?
You approach me. Like,
yeah.
I'm busy too.
What up, girl?
I'm so busy.
So busy, I can't.
I can't.
And then leans to just converse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said give her a raise for this.
Give them all a raise. You know they're making like $5 an episode. It's not okay.
Yeah. So she proceeds to tell Dana that she saw Max.
She saw Max. Well, first we cut to Dana and Max's relationship, like a little glimpse into what their love looks like. And
she goes, say three nice things about me. And he goes,
your eyebrows look good. You did a really good job winging out your eyeliner this morning, and I kind of like your jewelry a little bit.
He goes, I like your earrings a little bit.
Break up! If any guy they're dating or a significant other, those are the compliments, unless I think you're in a lesbian relationship, or unless you're like dating
again,
a drag queen.
Yeah.
And they're in full drag and they say three nice things about me, those would be great compliments.
Yeah, if you're like a straight woman just comfort like dating a gay man fully knowing he's gay, that's a really nice interaction.
That's beautiful. That's true romance. That's like get married.
But that's not what this is.
But if a straight man says that to you,
run.
That is a get up and just walk away. Into the sea.
Yeah.
Swim out to Dodie Island.
Trash Island.
And get on Trash
a bird,
Island.
Get on a bird scooter and drive it all the way to Marina Del Rey. So she's like, she spotted Max at Jones.
Which, I thought it was a safe space, but not anymore.
Jones is not a safe
I won't
space.
Be going there.
I tried, okay.
You have so this, history.
I have a harrowing story from Jones.
What a history.
When I first moved here, before my now boyfriend was in the audience, before I was dating Simon,
yay.
I was dating this guy, and he's like older, he'd lived here for like a decade, and I texted all my friends like, what's a cool hip restaurant to take him
Jones
for his birthday? And someone was like, go to Jones, you live right near it.
Yeah.
So we get there, and he goes, did you pick this place out? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I came here in 2006. And I wanted to be like, I should have said, I was like 16 in 2006.
Yeah. Did you pick this place out? No, it just materialized.
Yeah.
I intuited it.
He was not happy.
I got in the car and just turned the ignition on and drove here.
And then we went in and it was like, it's hot in there. It's very, it's brick heavy.
It's a dark rocker.
Pasta heavy, which I like, but I was eating pasta and sweating. And he was looking at me and he goes, you sweat a lot.
Literally,
and I tried to go to Jones again with my mom and my dad, and there was like a weird seating area. Like, the main one wasn't roped, it was like a lunch, and everyone was just sitting in silence. And my mom goes, I don't like it here. We left. She goes, it feels like a pretend restaurant. So that's Jones.
It is kind of pretend.
It is. It's a set. It's like being in like a Will and Grace set, but we're at a restaurant.
It's like, where are we?
Yeah.
Really?
Anyway, that's my Jones story.
So Adriana, she saw Max at Jones with another girl, and she shows Dana a pic of this girl. And I was traumatized that this woman was sitting in panties on a... Oops. Disaster.
Disaster.
Sitting in panties on like a weird carpet. Like, it was not, I was not okay with that.
Yeah. I love that. And she goes, I didn't even get a pride shirt.
She's at the Tom Tom Pride shirt.
The true meaning of pride. Straight people wearing Tom Tom Pride shirt.
Tom Tom rhinestone shirt.
With no pants. Yeah.
And then Adriana goes, I mean, you know what happened between us, right?
That was the real...
And that was when it all came full circle, and we realized that Adriana... is the one that Max went to her birthday party and was fucking her, but then he left to go fuck someone else.
Her friend.
Her friend.
Her 30th birthday party. Max is not...
Max is chaos.
Max is chaos. He's dramatic. And...
And wait, Adriana goes, it's the same pattern. He's like, not a good guy. And Dana goes, wow. But Max has caused chaos amongst... the entire cast of Vanderpump Rules.
Even the old guard.
Even the old guard. And no one knows better...
than Max's chaos.
Max's chaos than our first guest tonight.
Please welcome,
to the stage, taking the Roxy stage. Oh my god.
Hi guys. Look at how nice they even gave me my good side.
Oh my god, yeah, okay. We're gonna have you sit in that chair, but I think both of us are faster.
I think you felt it over there, so I'm going.
You wanted it this way.
You know, it just. Oh, was I supposed to sit there?
No, yeah, but it's not bad. It worked out
good side. I want Sheena to have her good side.
I naturally, I guess, just took my good side.
Welcome, Sheena. Thanks for coming.
God, this is truly a dream come true. Is it not a dream fucking come true?
You guys, the last time I was on this stage was 2012, singing What I Like.
You know these lights.
You know this disco ball.
I did the splits on this stage. Yeah. I might. I'll do the splits again at the end of this. Just.
I said to you upstairs, I was like, I love your, like, you're in, like, post-apocalypse, Sarah Connor, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Total Sarah Connor.
I literally did everything possible to try and get the coronavirus this weekend. I went to a music festival. I went bowling. I played a public card game of Cards Against Humanity.
You're not going to get it. I think, I think you will outlive us all.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for that.
You're the Matt Damon of this contagion.
Yeah. You are immune and you will help us, like, cure this.
You will bring us back.
But we're so happy you're here, and...
Thanks for having me.
Also, thank you for just single-handedly carrying this show.
Yeah.
My back is killing me.
No, we always talk about how, like, you and Kristen, we were talking about it, like, you guys are just so real, and, like, you are just in your own category, I think, so...
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Two iconic women. Okay, we want to know, first and foremost, tell us all the tea about Max.
Okay, here's the thing. I love Max. I know I say everyone, oh, it's my best friend, but Max, truly...
Is he your best friend?
Him and Sandoval are my two best guy friends in the world. They really
Sandoval
are.
Sandoval seems like he'd be a really good friend.
He is.
He's thoughtful.
And the thing with Max is it's great that we can be friends because he knows me in every way. Mm-hmm. So he can give me advice that, like, Sandoval never could, or, like... Right. Different. It's just.
You can like go between them. Yeah. And get, like, they both give you something.
I mean, literally, Max, my boyfriend Brock, and I on Monday, just the three of us, went bowling together in San Diego.
Also, congrats. Your boyfriend is fucking hot.
So hot.
I know, right?
The hottest boyfriend on the show.
But he's such a good person too. It's like such a bonus that he's drop dead. But he treats me with the most respect and just like is the most genuine person ever.
Well,
I'm like, what's that like?
Because he's not from America.
there was all that drama with you and Max and like the boys' night.
Yeah.
And, like, they made it seem like
you're obsessed with Max. They did it to you.
You were kind of like crashing this boys' night, and I feel like it felt wrong, but that's how they were perceiving you.
I didn't crash. Max literally texted me and said, yeah, I'm here. Do you want to stop by? And I was like, yeah, sure. I'm on my way. He's like, cool. See you soon.
But they made it seem like you just like were like, I'm outside already.
No.
And that's not how it happened.
Because no.
you had posted those screenshots very briefly.
Yeah, then I took it down.
But that was an iconic move.
And take back the power.
You did bring the power.
I'm like, he never said why. So, I mean, it popped up on the screen, but... That wasn't what he texted me. He texted me and said, yeah, I'm here. Come. Okay, see you soon.
Were the other guys like, what is she doing here?
I think Brett knew that I was going to stop by, but the other guys were like, oh, why is Sheena here? Because in the conversation, Max wasn't like, oh, yeah, Sheena's texting me. She's stopping by right now.
Yeah.
Or maybe he did and you didn't see it. I don't know.
But right. Sandoval wouldn't care.
No.
The only person that's going to make talk shit about is Jax.
Yeah. Jax talks shit about everything.
Okay, so did you ever really have that much tension with Dana about Max?
It was never about Max. It had nothing to do with Max.
It's because her stand-up is not good.
It was about her stand-up, but it wasn't about the quality of it. It was the fact that it was being shown on a show I've been on for 8 years, and it's like, but did you see me on stage in Vegas? Did you see me filming or doing my podcast? Did you see me doing... anything other than working at Sarah and flirting with a guy?
Actually a huge point that I didn't even think about.
That was the thing. Like, everyone's like, you're so jealous. I'm like, jealous she's getting to come on the show for 2 seconds and show her life.
Yeah.
When I'm like, I want to show my life, but I'm just stuck at Sarah. That's why I started a YouTube channel. So if you guys want to go and like and subscribe to my YouTube.
That's where you see me.
That's
such a good point, because like, I would have loved a whole spinoff of your Vegas life.
I thought they honestly missed
so much content.
I thought we were getting a Vegas spinoff. Like, yeah. I heard rumors, and they were like, Sheena's headlining her Vegas spinoff. I said it, I think, on the pod. I was like, Sheena has a spinoff. And like, I was really excited, and I feel personally robbed.
I wish I was vlogging during those days, because
same.
The amount of fun I had between... the Magic Mike and the Chippendale show and then Thunder from Down Under and then being on stage for Zoomanity, and it's like, I did so many cool things. I was like, that was such a missed opportunity.
You own
Because I lived there for half a year. The amount of content that could have been captured. No, I was there for 6 months. I did the show for about 4.5, but November to May, I was in Vegas.
Wow.
They will rule the day.
Okay, wait. Were you ever even into Brett?
No. The thing was, I mean, physically, when I met him on FaceTime, at least I FaceTimed me. And was Okay, so Lisa's trainer, maybe still is, I don't know. So I was driving home from Palm Springs. I'm getting a FaceTime from Lisa Vanderpump. I'm like, gotta answer, even though I'm driving. So I answer. And she is sitting there with this, like, gorgeous, tall, like, brunette, brown hair. hair, like brown hair, brown eyed guy that's normally my typical type. And so I see him on camera and I was like, oh wow, that guy's cute.
Yeah.
And she was like, this is who you're gonna be training. And I was like, I see what you're trying to do. And I'm not going to take the bait. I'm not doing it. I already got into a situation with Adam last year, who was my friend, who I crossed the line with, and it ruined everything. So I'm like, no, with Brett, literally, we have like such a bromance. Like we have the best friendship that you never see, which also included flirting here and there. But it's like,
and one makeout.
One makeout, like the second night we hung out for like 5 seconds. I remember it happening.
To talk shit about that.
It was. And wait till the reunion because he's gonna clear it up or he's gonna have some more
problems. Yes, he will be revealed.
But him and I had like we had such a fun and dope friendship that you never got to see. And I'm like,
so
yeah, that
really
included
one-sided.
And I'm like, it included us flirting with each other. Same as like, I am still at Surf, but that's like 5 to 10% of my life. So it's like, they were just only showing me flirt with him and not like all of the fun things we did together and conversations we had. Like, you never saw any of that. So it just looks like, desperate Sheena trying to get the new guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I genuinely, as good looking as he was, I said to everyone, I'm like, yeah, there was a little crush initially. I'm like, but the thing is, I value him so much as a friend, and I know the place I'm in my life, the place he's in his life. We're not in a place to be in a relationship. So let's build a friendship down the road. Who knows?
Yeah.
Never say never. What if Max and I got back together? What if, I don't know. Like, you never know. I mean, no, but never say never.
I so love that was like one person. That relationship. Identify yourself because you have a 51-50 count against you.
They have a chance.
I'm keeping my eye on you.
Whoever said that.
Who said that?
Who said that? The Federation.
The Federation.
So yeah, the whole like me being like, I mean, I don't know, maybe one day. Like I said that to Dana when her and I were driving to Palm Springs, and I think that conversation comes up later in the season. Right. Where I said, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe one day I could see it. Because Brett and I got so close as friends so quickly, and we had a lot of things in common that we look for in a partner.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the right time.
Yeah.
But why would you see the actual full story when that's interesting, that we're building something, and maybe it turns into something, maybe it doesn't.
Yeah.
But instead, it was just like, desperate Sheena.
Yeah.
Well, I'm writing a letter to the producers.
Starting
a
petition.
I want to see the B-roll. And also, Dana was good. I was being mean. About her stand-up.
Was she?
I feel bad that I said
that. I still haven't seen her yet. I still haven't seen
her
yet.
She's performing.
Yeah, let's go. I would love to go.
Yeah, I support her.
I support her. I want her to grow as a comedian. I would love a comedian to come out of Vanderpump Rules. They've given us so much comedy over the years, unintentionally. It would be nice to see someone actually trying to do it.
Yeah, I support Dana.
Yeah.
I do too. And her and I are good. Like, we're friends. Like, we're good. You'll see that slowly build.
Yeah.
But, like, we're in a good place.
Yeah. It was good to see you guys squash the drama.
Okay, so we're segueing a little.
Okay.
But so we're obviously obsessed with you and everyone on your show. Laura has been doing this podcast for years. I was brought in. So we share our love for the cast. And people might hear right remember, but we did a spin-off series where we sort of did fan fiction about all of you.
Oh, yeah!
And we imagined like an origin story for you that it kind of incorporated.
Well, so we know that you have a background in
broadcast journalism, that you started. Yeah. So we took it to the next level, and we're like, what if Sheena was actually this young ingenue, like child genius broadcaster? And from a young age, she had her own show called Sheena on the Beat.
I love it.
And you were like a child star news anchor, just going around and like scooping all the stories in the Inland Empire, and like beating all the other news, and now all being like, oh, Sheena's here again. She beat
us. I'm from the 626. I'm not full Inland Empire.
Okay.
So.
Azusa.
So we were just wondering if it would be okay if we did a little Sheena on the Beat segment with you.
Let's do it.
Okay, we're gonna kick it off because we came up with your own theme song for your new segment.
If you know it, you can sing along with us.
Yeah, you can sing along with us. We're going to count it down, and anyone who knows can say it with us. Okay, okay. Ready?
It's just going to be rapid-fire questions, just whatever you feel.
You're reporting, like, live from whatever questions
okay.
are.
Okay.
All right. Three, two, one.
Sheet on the beat. Sheet on the beat. Sheet on the beat. Sheet on the beat.
Sheena.
Yes.
What's your read on Corona?
You know what? I am just living my best life. I'm not changing a damn thing. I have antibacterial in my purse. I will wipe down my plane seat tomorrow morning and the tray table and all of that. But I still went to a festival, went bowling, and did everything I possibly could to contract it, and I didn't. So live your lives. Don't like all these people who are just like, oh, I'm like gonna stay in, and like Home Chef apparently is like their orders are going nuts right now because people don't want to leave the house, and I'm like,
please do a quarantine show on your YouTube channel. I will.
Yes.
That will help me through this. So.
You could call it quarantine.
Take that.
Quarantino.
Okay, will coronavirus last longer than Jax and Britney's marriage?
No. Coronavirus is about to end. It's gonna end.
You heard it here.
By the end of this month, Coachella's gonna be like, oh, we shouldn't have canceled because it's done. That's my prediction.
And do you have any, like, 2020 is already starting off with a bang.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's causing a lot of anxiety around the world. And I feel like you're very level about stuff. So do you have like mental health tips that we can take into these trying times?
Yeah, okay. How do we stay sane in 2020?
Like your meditation, any kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are my mental health tips? I will say I love the Calm app. That is one thing that at the end of the night, I'll listen to, her name's Tamara, and I just, her voice is so soothing. I love it. I either listen to one of those or I'll put, like, I live by the beach, but I'm in the marina. I'm not by the ocean, so I don't get the actual waves.
Yeah.
So I'll just play them on my Calm app.
Yes.
So that's one thing I like to do. But, I mean, mainly I'm just like, go out and live your life, you know?
Yes.
If you get corona, fight it. Be a survivor.
Yeah.
Thank you so, so much.
Like in a windstorm of like newspapers. We know you have a flight tomorrow, so we just want you to be totally safe.
Oh my
god! Have a mask for you.
Thank you.
You're literally the best for doing that.
Thank you so much.
What a history.
Well.
Should we just end it now? Like, bye.
What a history.
What a history.
Wow.
Checking this out.
Look at that. That looks like Showgirls.
That's the best picture I've ever seen.
We're in
art. Make this a print of that and let's sell it. I'm not even kidding. Wow.
Hanging at LACMA.
Wow. Okay, so back to the Kentucky Castle rooftop.
Finally, the bells.
Finally, the bells.
The bells.
They're at the bells. We still don't know where the bells is or what it even is. It's a room.
I feel like they're...
Is it more...
Philly or something. Like, it looks like any...
It's any place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dana and Sherry are there.
Who? Oh, Dana and Sherry are there.
Dana
and Sherry.
Dana and Sherry. No, so...
Kentuckabury Tales.
Stassi and Kate.
That's the name. Our channel came out
to go about it. Cedar Strike.
Cedar Strike. Jax isn't there at the Bales because he's staying in to masturbate next to his dad. Literally, this, you hear
he's back at the castle, like, and he's like, I'm not going to go out tonight. I just want to, like, relax, and he takes his, like, he has, like, a really weird laptop that looks like it's from, like, Russia.
He's a PC, which I don't trust, and he's, like, ascending the stairs with sad music and, like, a burger and his laptop, and he's, like...
He takes a huge bite out of the burger, like, on one landing.
Because I stayed in tonight because I just needed some time to spend to myself and spend with my father. If I went out and got hammered, I just wouldn't be doing what I think is right.
He goes, I just don't think I'd be doing anything right. I'm like...
And you haven't done anything right ever.
He looks, also,
he's fuckable again. Right?
Right?
That's what you were bringing it up, and I was like, you're not wrong.
No, I always feel bad saying it, but he's hotter this season than.
Could I get. Okay, wait. Where's everyone's, like, sense of woo about Jax's hotness? Can we go. Give me some woo. It's a weak woo. It's a weak showdown.
It's a Luke woo.
A lukewarm woo. Is that strike? Do we both just get a strike two? I think we both strike two there.
We're on watch about everyone in here. So. Yeah, so he's like sitting in bed. He's watching like Brazzers and like.
As one of his dogs like crawls across him.
His poor dogs.
Yeah. Those dogs. They haven't been taken out literally once since they've been at the castle. They're just pissing and shitting on everything. But we'll get there.
Bo is wearing a camo hat. Okay.
I can't with Bo anymore.
Bo.
Take him out.
It needs to be. Get him out of there.
Thank you.
He's
done.
I have never seen someone worm themselves into, like, the focal point of the, like.
He's Dirty John. He literally dresses like
Dirty John. I'm saying this loud, like.
You said it from the very beginning.
I get DJ vibes from him.
Yeah, he's a total DJ.
He's so, like, everything, he's, okay.
Doty, the only person with a sense, confronts him.
Doty, okay, so Brittany, Sandoval, and Bo are all, like, talking about how excited they are for the wedding, and then Kristen comes up to Sandoval and goes, can I steal your spot? And he goes, he's like, yeah, sure. And he goes and sends her. And then she, like, goes right up to Bo and tries to, like...
Engage him in, like, a conversation to, like, question his relationship with Stassi, which I was like, Doty, no. Don't do it. But she did it anyways. Nevertheless, she persisted. And then she went full Doty and started going, none of you guys call me and ask me how I'm doing. Like crying.
Also, I love how earlier she goes, yeah, Carter's coming. He's literally my best friend in the world.
Why wouldn't he come? He's literally my best friend, and he should be at this wedding. He's your friend, too.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we've hated him from the beginning.
He's destroying your soul.
Let him go.
And then he goes, Bo's like, my relationship with Stassi is my number one priority. It's all I care about. And then Kristen goes,
Tuna.
That's all you care about?
That's all you care about? And then he goes, let's just take a step back. I love it. I was like, same.
Your best friend's boyfriend being like, care about me more. Not in like a sexual way, just like, emotional. Like,
yeah. Also, she needs more care than Stassi needs right now, but care levels are different. Kristen is screaming for care.
Yes.
Care for her.
Nurture her.
Nurture her.
She is going through something.
And then he goes, let's just take a step back from selfishness. And then she just goes, cheers. And just, like, drinks straight whiskey.
She goes, yeah, she goes.
She drinks grain alcohol, a whole sip of it.
Yeah, it's like soil.
It's Kentucky bathtub
gin. Yeah, it's like backwood, like, back in the crib.
It's a mama's messy recipe.
She goes, none of y'all care. I'm like, again, what is y'all?
Also, it's like, I love her just giving up. Like, when she realizes, like, the cry for help will not be recognized.
Yeah.
Cheers. I've been there.
Also, this might just be me, but she kind of, this is probably just me, but she kind of, to me, there was a moment when she was crying and her, like, Botox was, like, not, like, she kind of looked like Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born.
She was going Lady Gaga.
Holy Alley. And I feel about her. I love her. I'm not saying Gaga has bad Botox, but Kristen was just kind of channeling Alley in that moment, and I was back in the parking lot at Bonds.
She's like, tell me something, boy. We won't.
Tell me. Okay. She goes, you wrote that for me?
She goes, yeah. I was like, I'm ready to go if you are. We could at any time sing. The next morning, Brittany and Jax are laying in their bed of sin, their bed of dog excretion. And then Brittany is, I want you to get a pedicure. And he goes, no, I wouldn't put anybody near my feet. And I was like, But why?
You put them near me all the time.
Yeah, because that's because you're in the walk. I hate nothing more than, like, these intimate glimpses into married people's lives. I'm like, we get it. You get married and you get disgusting with each other. Like, I get disgusting on my own at home. Like, it's fine. But, like, I don't need to see that. Like, I don't want it.
After a long day at work, I don't need to see that. Mitchell, the gay wedding planner, comes in with they're going to transfer Josh's dad's ashes
from the Josh's
into, like, an urn that looks like a tree stump
it
at the Rainforest Cafe.
I love, like,
was it?
Jax made Mitchell go buy him an urn.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something a wedding planner does. You don't, like, say, like, now go get an urn. And I'm pretty sure the urn, Mitchell was like, I'm not doing this, and Wen just got an ice bucket from the Kentucky Castle and brought it back. It looked like just a hotel ice bucket.
And Jax had no idea. Jax goes, oh, look at that. Isn't that nice?
He goes, he would have loved this. He would have? Really?
No.
Okay. And then Jax is, like, in his talking heads where he's dressed like a fucking satanic golfer. He's like,
hey, Mom.
I love to take my dad on drives, put him in the front seat, and like, take him in the backyard. And I said, take him in the backyard? You like to get your dad's ashes that are in a box. And I'm not even shitting on keeping ashes around,
because
I have some of my grandmother's ashes. They're very sweet to me. But they've always stayed on a ship. I don't take them places. I'm like, I'm not going to take her into the yard.
Yeah,
and do what, pray tell? You just stand in the yard? What are you
doing? You say pray tell.
And sometimes I love tearing up, being like, and then sometimes I take him in the yard. I get, I'm like, what are you doing in the yard? Did he take him to the yard for the lizard funeral?
Dog.
R.I.P. We don't talk about Dog enough and how fucked up it is.
R.I.P. Okay.
I'm sorry, that's
R.I.P. Dog,
up.
You were a prisoner in this world and may you be free in the next.
Dog literally was Harvey Weinstein in a past life because... back as Tom and Katie's fucking lizard. If you have lived a pure life. You just don't.
Good riddance, Harvey.
Rotten hell.
Jax looks at her and he goes, that is so pretty.
Rachel was like, yeah.
I was like, great, as long as he doesn't know. He's like, Sherry's already taken him aside and been like, I'm gonna kill you tonight.
You're gonna come with us later.
And he looks over at grandma and she's like,
Mama holds up just a noose. Sorry.
She holds up a knife.
Sorry.
So we got to Schwartz and Katie's room and I said it probably smells like vodka and farts. And Schwartz was so blacked out the night before.
She ended up like on the ground.
Of the hotel room and Sandoval goes,
oh man, Schwartz just peed all over the toilet seat. And by all over, I mean everywhere.
And Katie's like, whatever, I mean, I sit and just piss all the time. Okay, we get it.
And he goes, oh, Bubba, no, I sit and you pee too, Bubba. And she goes,
that's not factual. Also, Sheena, her pony, then we cut. Sheena and Dodie are rooming together, which felt so right.
Which was right. It felt like that. I liked the smell and the set. Like, I liked how that room smelled.
Dodie's like, sensible one piece. Just like.
Dodie's getting ready. Sheena's in scrunchie mode this entire time.
It's like, that pony was great.
Yeah. It was true, like, when is this wedding? I'm wearing my scrunchie.
I've been that pony.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I've also been messy Simon. Like, it's. Spiritually. And that pony, I also identify with that.
Yeah. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long-haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence.
I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Everyone's over Dodi, which is rude.
Lala also just has like wealth wardrobe.
Yeah.
Every time she comes, you're just like, you're so rich. Like, the glow up is...
She's wealth face.
Yeah.
She's a wealth bikini.
Sober.
Yeah, sober. Knowing all the murders. Having to ask no questions.
Speaking of murder, Schwartz says Kristen is the only person I've ever wanted to murder. And Katie's like, your fucking best friend.
If Tom Schwartz says that about someone, you know it's real too. Because he's the most like pacifist guy. Like just like basically he is just laying on the floor spiritually at all times. Like half asleep, half awake. So
Schwartz
for him to feel
spin since like 2007. So when he says something like that, you're like, oh shit.
He's a walking K-hole.
Yeah.
Where you feel like you're about to like fall off the cliff is literally his interstate.
Yeah. Also, I just wanted to point out, I feel like, I'm not going to go into it because we don't have time, but Dodi definitely experienced a haunting during this weekend in the castle.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Jack.
Speaking of hauntings, Jack comes.
We all were exposed to something when Jax came into Tom and Katie's room.
And he goes, we need to leave because Katie's taking a shit.
Where's Katie? And he goes, I think she's pooping.
But we can't be here because we can't know that we know that she's pooping.
No, she's probably pooping, so she'll be so mad. So we gotta go.
And Jax is like,
and he goes, yeah, we gotta go.
And then the camera, first we see the space in front of the bathroom is completely empty.
And the camera pans Paranormal Activity style to them leaving, and then pans back to. Literal Katie in a place of Ringu. She fully 7 days does all. She was like, she is getting her final revenge. We literally have 6 more days to live.
Her arms were like down, her elbows were like,
she was slender man.
They were so far. Like somehow her arms grew like 3 feet and they were like fire hoses swinging like.
And just stood there. We both were watching last night and screamed when we saw
it. I actually went,
legitimately a fear.
It was a jump scare.
It was a total jump scare.
It was a classic jump scare.
It was Paranormal Activity 5.
Blumhouse, take note. Like,
we're all dead.
Yeah.
Because of that. Like, if anyone in here dies, and then please don't. But like, if it happens, we'll know.
I
will fight for justice to get Katie arrested. I'll do whatever it takes. You will not have passed away in vain.
Do you agree with me that her arms look longer?
Everything looked wrong. A full ring.
What was she like? Was she defended or like did they?
I don't know what she was even thinking. Where did she even come from? There was no sound of a door opening. There was just nothing.
She just
appeared.
Clear through the door.
She's walking through walls. What if Katie has actually been like an evil like Japanese spirit this entire time?
What are they called again?
That like in Cabin in the Woods, you know that one scene where the little like schoolgirls are fighting the like ghosts? That's Katie.
Yeah.
But, like, her entire history of Vanderpump Rules, we thought we she was human, wrong. But we all were wrong. And the reason that she's been so bad is because she was Ringu.
Katie Maloney.
Katie Maloney.
Ringu.
Ringu.
Also, that was just the editing. Not only did they were like, she's pooping, and then they did that to her. I mean, everyone poops, but like, that felt like a troll.
Yeah, it was a troll. But I mean, at this point, like, a brute, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Jax also mentions that he stayed in the night before to watch Friends. Which I was like,
yeah.
That tells me everything I need to know. And then Sassy goes, oh, that's the dream.
Is that the dream?
You can literally watch it.
That you go to the Kentucky Castle on your wedding night, and instead of celebrating with your betrothed, you stay in and watch Friends. That's the dream. That's what you dreamed of. Every night before you went to bed, you said, God, I hope my dream comes true, and it's you watching Friends in a shitty hotel.
I want to alienate all of my friends and family to stay in and watch Friends.
Tom and Katie reveal that they've never been legally married because Tom lost the marriage license.
Tom's like, oh.
I love literally being like, you have one thing to do, please just watch this piece of paper, and then he can't do it. And
we
then
come back she's to like, Lisa in the yard, in her backyard at Bill Rosa, and she's like, so where's the action? Because Lisa knew. She was like, he's not going to get
Lisa
them.
Knows these two idiots, like, they can barely like walk in a straight line from point A to point B.
She's like, what? So where
you're like, I'm to your left, and they look right. Like, they don't know anything.
Can you tell me where the marriage certificate is? And then Katie goes, that's his job. And then you see Schwartz go, oh. By the way, I love Schwartz. so everyone in Stacy. I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé. There's these two twins named Darcy and Stacy. All I wanted is the Silva twins. Sassy goes, and Shooketh.
That's wrong.
Stop.
Shooketh is over.
I was like, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to, they want her to be the new Bethany.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Not working with me.
Also, Kate, they were like, well, okay, that means Katie's not the matron of honor anymore. And Jax goes, my marriage is a total sham. I was like, you're just now realizing.
Yeah. then we get to the pool party. They're actually having, like, I was into this, and they give them a day of reprieve between.
It was a cool concept.
Yeah. Vomit day, where everyone just, like, doesn't have to be on call.
Yeah.
I think that's actually sensible. So
that would be the good time to watch Friends if that's your dream.
Yeah. And then we see a shot of Kristen just falling through rafts. Like,
she tries to get on that horse thing, and then she just falls and gives in to the water, the abyss of the water.
She
and then, like,
falls in. In half.
It was beautiful.
It was amazing.
Bo and his nasty feet were getting a pedicure.
Bo goes, oh, ticklish. And then we get a great
Peter's
sad shot of Peter sunbathing alone.
He's alone.
And I was like, Peter's having a whole separate like storyline. He's having like a Paris, like Marco Martel, like Paris, I love you, just like on Lexington alone.
He had a whole different experience at this wedding.
Yeah. He's not
He speaks a different language than everyone else at this point. Lala, Sheena, and Ariana are talking about James and Raquel, and James is going to go to an AA meeting, so Lala's like, I'm going to reach out to him.
Lala goes, that's the first step. That's true.
I love that it took, like, 4 years to get to, like, oh, that's the first step.
Yeah.
Like, from iconically Mike Shay's troubles to now, we've taken one step.
Yeah.
But not even actually one, but just acknowledging what a one step is.
It is a big step.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Paula goes, I have to go pick up Rand. I'll see you at the meet and greet.
The airport. Yeah. I know. Okay. When they said meet and greet, I turned to Laura and I was like, is that like a Kentucky like family event? And then Laura goes, no, it's a paid appearance. And I'm like, wow, they're squeezing in a paid appearance during her wedding weekend, which I think is amazing, and everyone should do that.
It's genius. Like, if you could make make the money, I guess make the money. But like, Brittany then goes, Tatya, make great from 6 to 8. It's like
the Roxy.
At Little Speakeasy.
It's called the Roxy.
Oh, it's called the Roxy?
Yeah.
Kismet.
And then, I wrote, damn, they book.
They book. They're working. Working, and they never stop working. Brittany started also this weird laugh now where she's like, she did that like 5 times.
That's what happened.
She's not well.
She moved to the valley and got a new laugh. Stassi spots Dodie working Dana over, and Dana's literally twirling her hair, and Stassi's just like in her, you can just see her working, and Stassi's 9-year-old child looking at her mom giving her friend more attention than her. She goes,
getting steamed.
She talks to my mom more than I do.
Dana and Dodie are like nonstop texting. You know they are in each other's lives forever.
Forever.
What did Dana say? She goes, my daughter becomes half the woman you are.
Yeah.
I love that.
My other daughter.
Then Dana confronts Max about the girl who took the floor picture in the Tom Tom Pride shirt.
I like this moment because it was Max came to her. It was very bewitched. Like
she was bewitched.
She was like sitting like on the couch in a little black cat.
I love that.
Ballet flats on, just like her hair. And she was totally witching out, and Max comes in, he's like, hey. And she's like,
you have anything to tell me?
Is there anything that you would like to tell me right now? And he's like, no.
She goes, you mean you're not dating this girl?
And she pulls out the Pride Tom Tom shirt girl.
Yeah.
Who Adriana described as spotty, which is pretty funny.
I love that. And then she and Max talk, and he goes, I feel awful about how you feel right now.
Well,
okay.
He also goes, I've been trying to ease her off me.
Ease her off you? Who is literally like begging to suck Max's dick? Like all these women that he has to like ease off of him.
It's like a telephone pole.
Then Dana's like, well, we'll call it then. It's over. And then she's like, I'll go get your necklace.
And she goes in and like puts a total curse on his necklace.
She drops it in the toilet water.
And then all very cat, this is all like with a completely straight face, which made me appreciate her.
Yeah.
And she goes into her cat litter box and just digs it in. And she, the cat comes over and she goes, look, that's Max's necklace.
Been doing a little potty necklace for Max. I was like, he can hear you.
He didn't though. And then she gives it to him and he goes like this. He goes, thanks. Has no idea.
That he's wearing a trap, like a poop necklace.
Yeah, litter box necklace.
At the meet and greet, no one was happier to see Lisa than Sherry.
Sherry went, oh my god!
She squealed at a pitch like an inhuman frequency.
She goes, oh no!
And Lisa traipses in.
She's like, Lisa walks in like this, with a pink, like, Joanne Lady Gaga hat on. She's like, walking in behind her, just like. She goes, my mother's funeral was delayed.
It seemed delayed. It came to my attention that it won't be happening this week. I was like, it came to your attention. Are you not planning it?
Yeah.
Who's planning it?
This is your mother. She's like, apparently it's been pushed back. I was like, damn, you went, like,
I have a theory that
Lisa, even in England?
I don't know, but this is like something I read. But like, I have a theory that Lisa is just like on tons of ketamine at any given time.
To treat her depression.
To treat her depression. She's just doing like walking ketamine therapy.
It's been delayed.
Depressed.
It's like when she has her and she goes, are you depressed? And Ariana's like, yeah, I want to drive my car off a bridge.
Like, I'd say I'm pretty depressed.
Pretty depressed.
Yeah.
I'm depressed too.
I'm depressed, darling.
So they're all really excited.
Want to bump?
Yeah.
Try a little bit.
Just take it and don't look back.
It's nice, really.
It's very nice.
Very nice feeling.
You drop off a little and then you come back on your feet.
When you feel it's wearing off, you take a little. She's like, oh, you could work it back at Sir.
You
don't ever have to stop taking it. Also, Lala is wearing, like, a reptile braid.
I don't trust her lizard braid at all. What's it made of? What is it? It's weird.
She's wearing this, like, red hot little number, and she has this, like, crest of, like, Dracul on, like, it's like a Romanian, like, reptile on this, like, belt.
She's channeling
the Federation.
Yeah, she is.
The Federation.
Is one of the matriarchs of the Federation. Then Lisa and Jax sit down, and
Jax is like, my mom isn't here. I was like, there's no reason why your mom can't be there.
Yeah, she's
You're
like,
just dramatic.
Will your mom be coming? No.
Your
absolutely
mom
not.
Coming.
And he goes, look. He looks out the window and he goes, look. It's gay pride.
Yeah, it's Lexington gay pride. He goes, how funny is this that we're all, you know, our wedding over gay pride.
Everything that's happened now. Gay pride.
That's
I was like,
so funny.
Sherry's plans have been foiled. Yeah. Sherry's plans for murder. A gay
God
killing
damn
spree.
It.
But so speaking of gay pride, though.
Yeah.
So last year, a certain dance from gay pride in Mykonos went viral, and Lindsay Lohan's Do the Lohan Dance took the internet by storm.
Yes,
made the airwaves, and there were some people that were there and privy to that actual dance in Mykonos working for Lindsay.
And it's safe to say, like, if you guys who watched Lohan Beach Club, who knew what the fuck was going on in that show? One woo.
Well, we're going to try to get some answers.
We're going to get some answers tonight. And that's our next guest. Please welcome to the stage
Mike Mulderry from Lohan Beach
Club.
Bisexual icon, American treasure.
Oh, thank you.
New Jersey native like myself.
I have my best.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for surviving that.
No problem. I'm so happy that nobody else knew what the fuck was going on. Because, to be fair, they promised us, they're like, don't worry, it will make sense in editing. Cut to all of us sitting on the couch. Like, what the fuck is this?
Well, can you just explain, like, how did you get this gig in the first place?
Okay, because literally, let me just preference that Janita's mom was calling the FBI because they literally didn't tell us what we were doing. They came to my job at the Abbey, which, spoiler alert, I got fired here too.
They are missing something. So.
Obviously, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But
not your fault.
They basically came in, they were like, hi, we've heard about you. I'm like, from who? I'm like, who are you? And they were like, do you want to work in Greece this summer? I was like, yeah, dope. Why not? So I was like, let's go to Greece. Then we were in Athens, and they're like, by the way, we're going to, like, film you. And we're like, okay. And then we got to Mykonos, and they're like, by the way, like, Lindsay's your boss. Give us your phone.
You had no idea that Lindsay Lohan was going to be your boss?
No, that was apparently, like, we heard rumors. Like, thank you for getting my job. But, we found out last minute. And, like, we were supposed to be, like, all surprised, but they were like, give us your phone. So, like, we couldn't contact our family.
Lindsay went,
take away all their phones! Yeah. I will have none of their phones!
I do not trust phones.
I do not trust phones. Only I have phone.
I am the only one with phone around here, so I can FaceTime.
Sorry.
Wait, I meant dead that you didn't know that she was your boss.
No idea.
I love also Janita's mom. That was good of her to call the FBI. Because Janita was, like, brainwashed by the end of it.
I also love that, like, none of the rest of our parents gave a fuck.
Yeah, were your parents like, okay?
My parents were like, thank God, take it. Like,
was Lindsay, this is a small question, but, like, how much of her accent does she stay in, or does it, like, weave, or what's going on? Because I'm
worried.
How
would you describe the accent if you had to, like, place it?
Because I think it's, like, a Turkish, French.
It's hard to say because, like, I never understood what she was saying, ever.
Right.
Like, you see me, you see us, like, listening to her, and it's just like...
Yeah.
Okay, like, you know, we have no idea. She stayed, like, consistent in the accent, but I didn't understand where it came from. No one did. It came out. Sometimes she would switch back to normal when she was, like, seemed a little off.
Right.
I don't know why she seemed a little off, but yeah. Sometimes she seemed a little off.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Did you guys sidebar about the accent at all? Like, you were like, what's going on? Like, what's this?
All the time. all the time. But it was, like, very sneaky. The only person who was, like, very, like, upfront about it was Kayla. And she was gone. So that was,
she
like,
knew.
Yeah, well, that was our sideline to be like, okay, we're all going to shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't speak ill of the Queen of the Federation.
You get sent to the guillotine.
Wait, can you describe a day in the life as a Lohan Beach Club ambassador?
Yes. Okay, because yes. It makes us look so much better. Because they told us, they're like, we're going to bring you out and show everybody that you're like the best of the best. Like, where was that? You know, because they just made us look like we were messes. So it looked, okay. They, after a full night of partying, which no one ever saw, which I'm still salty about, they bring you in and Panos comes out in his like.
Panos.
Number. Of whatever he was wearing. So I know we all love, no one was afraid of Panos. He's the best, right? He really is the best. He comes out in his number and he sits down and he gives you an assignment for the day. So sometimes you were given a VIP, sometimes your job was legitimately social media, sometimes your job was like walk around and hand out flyers.
Yeah.
Which in like editing it turns into, oh my god, they're just like walking around and handing out flyers. Or like Kayla's like on her phone, what? She's her job is social media. We're like, what? It makes no sense.
I love setting you up to fail.
Setting us up to fail.
The Lohan way.
Yeah, and we're like, when Brent would come and be like, I'm the only one who made like all the money. We're like, none of us had like a job to make money. Like, what are you talking about?
Was he as awful
as
he came across?
Was he like secretly sweet?
Yeah. Yeah, he sucks.
You heard it here first.
I feel like everybody who you think sucks, sucks.
Okay.
And it's like, it's all the people they focused on because I wish we had a season two because Janita, Sarah, and Brent, like the trifecta, all fucking hate each other right now. Hate each other because T went down.
Okay.
And the rest of us are like kind of like super close. I'm beefing with Jules a little bit.
Jules!
Was Jules sick the entire time you guys were there?
Did she have like...
No, I ruined her storyline. I did. That was all my fault.
Oh, because you had
we,
like
we had like a thing, and they were like, "No, you're gay, like, gay one." And I was like,
"Bye, erasure."
Bye, erasure.
I was like, "I mean, I'll suck a dick, but like, give me a good one." But instead, they bring me back like an old one that I've already had from they brought Alex,
who I saw at Starbucks last week,
who didn't want to be there.
He's around.
I see him all the time.
Who deadass didn't want to be
there? He's at Starbucks a lot.
Yeah.
He goes every morning. Every morning.
But
they were like, the team at Alex, they like, oh, so like, you're going to break up him and his boyfriend, right? When we were picking him up from the airport. I was like, no. They're like, but didn't you hook up with him? I'm like, I hooked up with him and his boyfriend.
Oh.
And they were like, so like, his boyfriend's talking to me bad? I'm like, no, his boyfriend is here. I'd be hooking up with his boyfriend instead. I don't think they'd care. So I was dating Jules in the house, and they cut out like all of our dates, and like our whole relationship, and they're like, we just can't have her here, so she's fired.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
Gay erasure, threesome erasure, bi erasure.
Poly erasure.
What won't they erase? What won't the Federation erase?
Not only, yeah. Can I just ask, did Lindsay know any of your names?
No, she slid into my DMs the other night.
What?
Yeah. And which, like, she, like, goes back and forth following me. She'll, like, follow me, then unfollow me.
Well, now she knows, but I was like, at one point she...
She loves to play games.
She one time was like, I think May or Sarah, she goes, that girl over there.
Yeah, no, but she texted me like a month ago saying, ready for season two, and I was like, what? What? And mind you, like, I was wasted, it was 3 a.m, and I got ready for, I'm like, what?
Did you go, yes!
I was like, I don't get ready, I stay ready. Like, I mean,
but where is season two?
Oh, God.
Is it in Russia?
No, I wish. It was supposed
to be. Season 2 of St. Petersburg.
It was supposed to be, well, when she sold the beach club, which threw us all for like a loop, it was supposed to be in Athens at her nightclub.
I was under the impression, because you said she sold it after, like, she was like, bye, and that's why it looked like, because there were people sent us photos of, like, a derelict post-apocalypse. There were like cats running around it, and like weeds, and like the Lohan sign was like hanging, kind of.
All the succulents had died.
I was under the impression that it was a public beach or something, and she just like put her.
Yeah. Well, Mykonos closes down in the winter because it's fucking freezing, so all the beach clubs are only summer resorts.
Okay.
And it was a nude public beach. FYI, for that thing. So
hot. So why did they get mad at you for showing your butt?
Exactly.
It's a great butt.
Exactly.
A great butt, yeah. I would have promoted you. Did you see Lindsay save the lobster?
She stole that from us. I love this because I can tell you guys all what really happened. Okay. So the second day.
For anyone who doesn't know, Lindsay took a lobster out of the icebox at Lohan Beach Club and went, "We cannot have live lobsters at Lohan Beach Club." And she proceeded to walk into the beach, everyone's watching, and then just drops it in the water.
And it made a little gurgle.
And then they added in like a sound effect, you just hear it go. And like it probably died.
It just dropped to the bottom. It didn't like swim off. I just saw it fall on the ground.
I don't know if it can handle that water. Like
lobster. You can just like take a lobster that was shipped in from somewhere else and like throw it in the sea.
And then Lindsay goes, "Me saving lobsters, how about that?" And then walks away. Okay, sorry. So that was the preface.
It was literally like the day two, Billy came over to me and goes, "Let's do like hashtag save Larry the Lobster. Like we'll distract Lindsay, you grab the lobster and just beeline for the ocean." I'm like, down. Production told Lindsay on us, like they ratted us out, and she pulled me aside and goes, "If you touch those lobsters, I'm charging you 200 euro. So I was like, okay, I can scratch that idea. And then because I'm like, that bitch stole my idea. She literally like took it from me.
Me saving lobsters, how about that?
I charge you 200 euro.
200 euro.
Scammer.
Scam. Does she know Vladimir Putin? Did she talk about him?
Oh my god, I hope so. I was hoping he would be like a VIP guest. We didn't know any of the guests.
This is a out of left field a little, but is the missing Malaysian flight through 70 buried beneath the beach club?
Wait, what?
Good answer. The Federation thanks you for keeping their secrets.
And I was going to ask, Lindsay obviously has reached out to you.
Yeah.
So, well, keep us abreast.
I mean, she doesn't follow me at the moment.
Okay, but any second she could slam that follow button.
Yeah, a few months ago she just like will like message me, "Hey." I swear to God, and I'm just like, "Hi." I have no idea how to engage that because we didn't get that one on one. We didn't get that like the one thing you guys all wanted that we wanted to. I want that like sit down with Lindsay. Let's like dehumanize this. Let's talk one on one and like break it down.
Yeah,
never ever got that.
Yeah, I mean, I was assuming it was like a hologram of her for like a night, like because she was Skyping in from Dubai at one point.
Well, she lives there. That's her main.
Yeah.
Because
so she would fly back there and just like Skype you guys.
No, she lived in Mykonos for filming, but she lives in Dubai because paparazzi is illegal in Dubai.
Yeah.
But if you want a funny story,
the best reason to move in Dubai.
Yeah.
The only reason a young. former actress would move to Dubai who can't get cast in any American project. I believe it.
What's your funny story?
One night we were all at a hookah bar and it was like, okay, Lindsay's gonna go down the line and tell all of you exactly what she thinks about you.
Yes, bring it. That's all I've ever wanted.
And I said, amazing. Literally, like, let you know, like, when you go on a show like this, they tell you, don't bring any, like, brand name clothing or anything. So I went to Target and I just got like a bunch of stuff from Target. The girls show up in like Balenciaga and Louboutin and they were all dressed in the nines. Meanwhile, I'm there in like a hat and like a little blue tank. She goes down and she goes, "You, I like you." And I'm like, "Wow, thank you so much. I'm really excited." She goes, "Actually, don't talk. You look like a stripper. I'll like you more if you don't talk." And I was like, "Oh my God." She goes, "Where'd you get your clothes?" "Target, come with me." I go, "Oh my God." So now we're running through the streets of Mykonos. Running through the streets. And she's like, I'm like, "Where are we going?" I'm following her whole like entourage. She goes, "I'm taking you to Off-White. Let's go." So I'm trying to keep up. We get to Off-White.
Can she run?
Barely.
She gallops. Barely.
We
she
did trots. Stop. We stopped to buy like flashing glasses. Okay. I don't know why. But that was, like,
for her or for you?
For her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sparkly! They are flashing, I need them.
Does she run with a sink?
Yes. Yes!
I was there.
Yeah.
No.
So we got there. She starts berating everybody in the store. And she goes, what do you like in here? And I'm like, there's a pair of $2,000 boots. I'm like, is she going to buy me some boots? Is Lindsay Lohan going to buy me these boots? I'm like, I really love these boots. And she goes, great, buy them. And I go, I can't afford them. She goes, why? Where do you shop? I'm like, Target. What am I thinking?
What?
So then she proceeds to buy herself three pairs of boots, a shirt, a pair of denim jeans, and then we leave. So it was like, we get back.
Says.
Everyone waiting back.
No, Bernice was like, so what did you do? I'm like, I watched her buy clothes and she told me I was poor.
Fantastic.
Did she, I feel like she suddenly came to and was like, wait, where am, who are you? How?
The level of mind games is, I'm truly taking notes.
It's more than I even thought. Like, I knew she was playing some, like...
I knew it was pathological, but that's, like, a new level.
Yeah.
I love, come with me.
It's KGB shit.
What do you like here?
She's
buy
like,
them. And then when they're like, I can't, then you're like, okay. And you buy yourself an entirely new wardrobe. That is a power move that I have no choice but to respect.
You make them watch you buy.
The whole, you make them sit through the entire thing.
She was breaking you down.
And she was working. Everything was working. None of it made sense. She'd come into work and she goes, why don't you guys have like a full playlist ready? Why weren't you doing research? I'm like, I don't have a phone. I don't have internet. I can't go get a haircut. I'm hungry.
Was there food there?
You?
They fed you, but they were like, they would bring you like pizza, and they would literally bring you pizza, Red Bull, and tequila, and put you in, and put you in a house of people like specifically designed to make you hate each other, and say make your choices, and you can't walk away. Like if you leave the property, you get fined $2,000. I got fined $2,000 for jumping off the yacht. Yeah, because I wanted to go to the bar. I couldn't go to the bar, so I was like, I'm out of this. So I started swimming away.
You had no choice but to save yourself.
I had tried to run, and we didn't have a washer dryer. Like everyone was like, "Where was
did you wash in the sea?"
Well, here's. They were like, "Why weren't you wearing underwear, Mike? You're gross. Like you just took off your bathing suit and like your ass was out." I'm like, "Cause we had to air dry our clothes."
Oh.
And the first night, all my underwear flew off into the Mediterranean Ocean. So I had no underwear the whole time.
Oh.
Not fun. Like, I'm telling you, I'm not gonna
lie. We were upstairs. You go, I would just like to go back to Greece sometime to actually live the life, like to experience
it. I just want to go to like a bar. Like,
yeah, we want to go to like a gay
bar. Like a gay bar.
I might go to a gay bar or something.
Oh, I was ready to give the whole, but there was the biggest, I got yelled at real strong once because they were like, you're going to get your moment. You're going to get your moment. We'll let you go to like a bar and have fun. Great. So Pride, during Pride Week, they're like, Mike, it's your time. There's like the biggest like gay Pride party in the world is happening next door. All my friends from LA flew in. Everybody's there. I'm like, yes, I'm going to look so cool. I'm going to have cameras follow me. I'm like, let's go.
I love they're like, hey, gay wad, tonight's your night.
Tonight's your night.
You ready to go queer?
Yeah.
Tonight's your night. We got a whole thing.
Hey, Barry.
And then, like, I got all ready to go. And then, like, as I was getting in the van to go, they were like, oh, sorry, we didn't get cleared to go. Like, you can't go. So I was like, furious. I was all dressed. I was, like in my little outfit.
Yeah.
So I went up and I sat in my room. I'm like, fine, you're going to let me do anything? I'm not going to give you any content. So I was, like, protesting in the room for, like, 3 hours. They're like, we're going to have a barbecue outside. Invite your friends to the barbecue. I'm like, no one wants to come to this fucking house. It sucks here. This is the biggest party across the world. And then they came up and yelled at me. They were like, you're going to complain about like the free trip you got that we're paying for you to be
yes.
here for? Go outside and do your fucking job. And I was like,
it's a cult.
Wow. It is a cult.
And then Lindsay's Mini Cooper must have been a sight to behold of her just rounding the hills of Mykonos and her.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Those streets are terrifying.
License?
I. I have no idea. I wouldn't get in the car with her if you paid me.
She was careening all around. I didn't trust it. She probably ran multiple like people off the road over her course of living.
It's like a sheep.
They're like, wow, several townspeople died this past summer.
Parnas is like, keep going.
Keep going.
So Mike, thank you so much for being with us. You're
thank
a true
you
gem.
So much.
Because your time in the show, Mike was cut off on the like the finale.
You rudely didn't get and to, unfairly. Yeah.
So you didn't get to become an ambassador in the show, but we want you to know that you're always an ambassador of Sex.
Oh, thank you.
For this, you get a prayer card of Lindsay Lohan in Mykonos holding a lobster.
Yes.
And when you're feeling good, you're in a place of blue. Okay. That was...
Honestly, I cannot believe that we got those two at the show.
I just love...
You buy it.
I then can't buy afford it. That. Okay.
I buy it. I love a whole, and like, 20 things. Where does she get the money from?
The Federation.
Mary Brannigan.
I'm so proud of the Federation.
So sad for Mary Brannigan that St. Patrick's Day is canceled.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is canceled because of Corona. So Mary Brannigan has to stay.
I feel like Lindsay's safe from Corona.
Yeah, she's immune to everything, I think.
But meanwhile, back at the speakeasy.
Back at Roxy.
Rand comes out of nowhere and he goes, I'm sweating.
Stassi tells Lisa Katie and Tom aren't legally married. And then they see Bo dancing outside.
We see Bo in the street doing like the Cupid shuffle with like a bunch of gays. And
stop.
Stassi goes, oh my god, that's Bo. And then Lisa's like, who? And she goes, she goes, my boyfriend. And Lisa goes, oh. And she goes, look, he's out there just dancing, like totally unabashed and just like living in the moment. I wish I could have his energy. You see, and I was like, this is not
fake. An organic thing. This is a
no,
fake thing.
Bo loves attention.
He loves attention. He will do whatever it takes
Maybe
to get attention.
Stassi.
Yeah, way more than Stassi. I love how Stassi too being like, he just like fills my life with like joy just watching him.
And he's wearing Vans.
Ugh. I'm so over it.
Back to WeHo.
Tom.
James Kennedy, like, slaps some water on his face and heads on over to Tom for a completely, like, manufactured interaction with Max.
I was like, have they even talked before?
No.
Have we seen them talk before in the show?
James is acting...
Do they know each other?
Did he DJ at Tom?
Yeah, but, like, do they even know each other's names is my big question.
No. His acting was very bad.
Everyone's acting was bad. And they're like, hey, mate, I hear things happening with you.
There's something with...
And then Dana. And then...
Max is like, yeah. And he, like, tells him. And James is like, cool, man.
And he's like, what about you and Raquel? And then he's like, Raquel's about to, like, whip me. And he goes, no, I like respect her so much.
Like,
no, I respect her.
I kind of like it. He likes like Raquel it. Coming. Finally, Raquel
has
is
told
giving him,
what
he wants.
She's thrown down the gauntlet and said, go to AA, motherfucker.
And James is like, I don't want to go drive south. James doesn't want to go to an AA meeting. He says, I don't want to drive to the south of fucking Pico on a rainy day to talk to a bunch of people eating donuts in a cold room listening to their stories. And I was like, well, you know what, bitch? I'm one of those people eating a fucking donut in a cold room, except... They're cookies and they're really bad. And there's a literal AA meeting 40 feet away from you. There are two AA meetings
100 yards
that have been there the whole time.
Standing.
And it's been saving a seat for you, bitch. So
become James's sponsor. Hey.
That's the message. But I love, I don't want to try, so James has, he's like, I'm
just like walk around the corner.
It's literally,
it's literally 100 yards away from where you are currently standing. Yeah.
Anyway.
Prince Jax's dog pisses on the bed. And in my head, I was like, what's wrong with them? I was like, what's wrong with you that your dog does
and
that?
It was like real, like,
what's wrong here?
It was real thirsty piss. Like,
it was like
real yellow.
And Jax knew
like
it was going to kind of happen.
Like,
Jax liked it.
Yeah, he was like,
he goes, no, don't pace too cool. What's happening? And Brittany then Brittany goes, just take it off. They've been there. This is old news for them. This is what goes on behind closed doors every day. Their dogs are just shooting and pissing on everything.
Brittany's so tired. She's so tired.
All they want to do is get married.
This is all her. Like, she's like, oh, just take it off.
We're getting married. Like, she can't even talk by the end of this episode. She's exhausted from her excitement of getting married. Jax literally doesn't even say anything anymore when they bring it up. He's like,
yeah, they're so delirious. We cut to Randall and Sandoval in Schwartz's room, and Randall wants to replace Sandoval so bad. You can just see him, like, he's like waiting to like kill him.
Yeah,
you
know? Like, he's shaking.
I want to be their best friend.
He's jiggling with excitement.
He knows he has his in now that Sandoval's on this outskirts.
And they reminisce on Jax's shenanigans. We get a bunch of throwback photos of them when they used to go clubbing all the time and Jax lived behind a sheet.
And Sandoval's like... Sandoval's like, he banged like 300 women and we were both like, 300? 3,000?
Then he goes, but that now is just absurd. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was more like
I'm also like, would you be... Like, everyone has a past, I get that, but like, would you really love... to be marrying someone who this is what people have to say about that person? They're like, you fucked so everyone, lived behind a sheet. You're like, my husband. Ooh, I love him so much.
Sherry being like,
the rest of my life, the man that lived behind a sheet once.
Yeah.
Fucked thousands of people.
And you have like your mom being like, you gotta make it right, Brittany.
Yeah.
Like, you wanna live with that, or you wanna live in that? And it's like a great apartment.
With her mom. Remember when her mom was like, if you accept him back, you can never talk about this again. The cheating.
It's like, he literally had like a glory hole and like out of his sheet in his apartment. And Sherry's like, he's the best ticket for you.
He's the best man you'll ever meet.
Best thing I'll ever get.
Hang on.
Jax and Brittany go their separate ways because she's going to be with the bride.
She's going to do like a onesie. She's reverting to literally a 3-year-old's mentality.
Yeah, the closer she gets
like
to marrying Jax, she's becoming more and more. It's like
child-like.
She's going into like the sunken place and like slowly drifting away. And she's going to be like 2 when she, by the time she gets married.
God, like at their wedding. Say her vows.
Come on, Brittany, we gotta go walk down the aisle.
She's gonna be like sucking her thumb and having her like blankie with
No.
She has all the bridesmaids wearing onesies. It's like cute. They're all like,
And they're like, let's do a twerk contest. It's like, no one twerks anymore. Like, that's over. You guys are living in the past. You're 3 years behind everyone else.
They are.
Catch up.
They're in 2017 right now.
They're like actually 2014.
They are.
Permanently. In a time capsule.
They are.
Maybe that's the problem. They're literally in like a snow globe.
Yeah.
They like can't get out.
Lisa has them there.
There they are.
I think every night it's like in The Shining with the maze and Jack Nicholson like looks over it. I think Lisa just watches them all at night in her little dollhouse. So then we cut to the guy's room and Jax is like, I'm not going to go hard tonight. Brittany's like, don't do it, Jax.
She goes, let's not drink anymore tonight.
Jack's like, I don't even drink that much.
Lies. Bo shows up in a night outfit with his like ladles and makes like a stupid joke. Like,
he goes, I'm Sir Ladles a lot. I ladle shots into you.
But then there's one little cut of Tom Sandoval dancing with the ladles and like swinging them, and we did not get enough of Tom's ladle dance. It was like, Tom could not help himself.
There
is a ladle around. He's ladling hard.
I think their role, like their Molly role, like started as soon as Bo walked in, and he just like made it kick off. Like So that's what was happening. And then all these men come in, and I was like, who are these men?
Literally, like, a thug comes in. I was like, who? And it was like Jack's groomsman or his best friend. I was like, I don't trust this person. It's like Joey Benefusa. I was like, get out of here.
It's like Andre the Giant, like, walking.
Yeah, I was not trusting
him. And they're all like, yeah. And then Jax comes in, and he just proceeds to black out.
Yeah. We cut to Brittany at her onesie party, and she is, I hope Jax isn't drinking too much. I get worried. I'm worried for you.
Saucy's like, you're about to get married. You're about to get married. And she's trying to be like, we'll get you out now. We have the car running.
Blink twice.
And then she turns and she goes, I'm about to have a new sister. And then Jax's sister looks over and she's like, yeah.
Jenny looks like she's in the seventh circle of hell. Like, she literally is like, where am I? Like, she's in a fugue state just staring ahead the whole time.
And then we cut back to the groom's party. Sandoval's listing all the things he's done as a best man, which includes tampons.
He brought tampons.
He's like, I'll be ironing tomorrow from 10 to 11. I brought tequila, I brought Advil, and I brought tampons. And you just see Jax, and he's sitting, he's going,
He hates him so much.
He hates Sandoval so much right now.
He could kill him.
He could kill him. Yeah, they just rage. And then
Jack sits down, he's clutching two drinks. He's like drinking like wine and a cocktail, which is when you've entered the Nunca zone.
Yes. Total place of Nunca. Sandoval comes over and he's like, hey man, you should probably stop drinking so much.
Jack's like, never in a million years thought I would get married. Brittany's the best woman in my life. Hands down.
And then they show this like weird like Charlie Chaplin timeline of like their whole relationship, and it's like
it lasted for like 30 minutes.
It was like 3 minutes long. It was like an in memoriam at the Oscars, and it like skittering, and like it looked like I was about to have a seizure.
It cost several.
And I was saying, it's like if you were with a person who was pronounced brain dead and they were slowly drifting into like the aether,
yeah,
if you projected what they were seeing onto the wall, it would be this montage.
The greatest hits of their lives.
It was like Flatliners.
This Jack like getting his head punched and going.
Yeah, and you hear someone go, why are you smiling? And you see Brittany go, you don't hear it, but you see her go, long hail.
And then he's turning around, and you remember when he like wore that Taco Bell sweatshirt. I love this like beautiful romantic montage. He's like, we learned a lot. Yeah.
And then he goes,
he goes,
my worst fear is Brittany not being happy anymore. And I was like,
I go, buckle up, bitch. She's about to have
3 years
the second baby enter the phase of her life that may be the most unhappiest she'll ever be. Everything before this is child's play.
I said, her worst fear came true. She's married you.
She's married to you! Forever legally bound to you. And it's still not over. There's still more wedding.
There's still more. So
it'll never end.
It'll never end. But I'm so happy we got through that.
It was a journey. Got it. Wow.
I feel changed.
Physically, I lost about 13 pounds just from sweat.
Right.
Like, before Sheena came out, I was fully soaked underneath the dress, and I had to hug her, and I was very nervous about that.
When I went over to get the mic over there, I was like, I had a moment where I was like, I was like, it's suddenly too heavy. Like,
it's okay.
Yeah. And Sheena was just like, oh, it's fine.
A lot happened tonight. Sheena did the splits, I fully missed it.
The stories that Mike told are, I will take them with me throughout the rest of my life.
Lindsay texted him, hey.
Get ready for season 2!
Do you know what kind of place you have to be in to text a stranger, like a virtual stranger, but someone that you've kind of fucked over but have like a shifty relationship with randomly, and then...
Yeah, it's called cocaine.
Yeah, you go, hey! Just to see?
Hey!
That's wild. Thank you guys
subscribe.